Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Sadowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Sturdivant. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Sturdivant. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The right fielder, Dan Dobek. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting 8th. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Mincher, and towards Gardner, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Runnels moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dobek, who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Runnels scores. Malzone scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clinton moves to third. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clinton tags and scores. Sadowski tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sadowski moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sadowski scores. Button moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tex Clevenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clevenger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobek strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Allison reaches second base with a double. Gardner goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Red Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sadowski hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Sturtevant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturtevant is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sturtevant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Button hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sturtevant moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Consolo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sadowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Tex Clevenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clevenger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clevenger hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to third for the out. Thompson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams pinch hits for Ed Sadowski. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Don Guile now catching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allison. Keogh reaches second base with a double. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Button hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keogh scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Dick Hyde now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Button moves to third. 2 outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon throws the ball into Gardner, who tags Thompson, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Bill Monbouquet now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Killebrew moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Killebrew scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Button. Lemon scores. Mincher moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty is hit by the pitch. Consolo moves to second. Julio Becker pinch hits for Dick Hyde. Ted Bosefield now pitching. Reno Bertoia pinch hits for Julio Becker. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mincher scores. Consolo scores. Batty moves to second. It's Red Sox, 7, Senators, 7. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner strikes out. There goes Batty. The throw from Guile and Batty is out. There goes Bertoia. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0-for-3 in the game. Dobek takes first base on ball 4. Al Worthington now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Kralik now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Runnels is hit by the pitch. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Pete Runnels. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kralik moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Kralik scores. It's 8-7, Senators. Dan Dabek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dabek is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dabek is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Allison reaches second base with a double. Gardner scores. Dabek goes all the way around to score. Allison moves to third. It's 10-7, Senators. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-4 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allison scores. It's 11-7, Senators. Lenny Green pinch runs for Jim Lemon. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Guile and he is out, but in applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Dan Dabek now playing left field. Bob Allison now playing right field. Ray Webster pinch hits for Al Worthy. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mincher. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-9, Senators. Camilo Pasquale now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a line drive towards first. Mincher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Clinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-10, Senators. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Pumpsy Green. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Budden takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 10. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.